प्रभ्यान्ति सुनिता प्रभिष्ट विष्णुपात श्रीमद्भक्ति केवल अर्लोमी महाराज की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ण विष्णुपात श्रीम भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ण विष्णुपात श्रीमद्भवकिशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपात श्रीमद्भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपात श्रीमद जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। रूपानु गुरु वर्ग की जय। नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी गण राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोविंद राधा गोपीनाथ राधा मदन मोहन जी की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम। श्री श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। वृंदा देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री श्री वासुदेव गौड़िया मठ की जय। श्री श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमानंद
small devotees, and we have been really honored and blessed by the presence of gracious presence of Shri Bhakti Narayan Maharaj. This is Vasudev Gaudiya Math, as you must be knowing, the house belonged to Vinod Vani Devi Dasi. She was direct disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. In 1981, when she departed to Vaikuntha Loka, she gave this house for service of Guru and Gauranga so that devotees can come and sing and chant name of Hari Guru Vaishnava. And today this dream is fulfilled. First, everybody has come, great Vaishnava Acharyas have come here, and this, we are singing Nam Sankirtan. And I request everybody that whenever you will come, please come to this Gaudiya Math. It's a very small place. Now, with the grace of Maharaj, everybody will know. So, with this word, I request Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj to kindly bless us with this material word. Hare Krishna.
్రజపురి మాధురిం గోప్తవాసిం రాధాకుందం గిరివరమహోరాధికా మాధవాసం ప్రాప్తోజ్జప్రసిద్ధకృపయా శ్రీగురుం తం నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ గౌరప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీ శివభక్తి ప్రజ్ఞానకేశవైతి वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनमः हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते గోపేశ గోపికాంతృందాయ్రియాయ
First of all, I want to give my Pushpanjali, affectionate Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my whole holy master, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vashishu Bhakti, Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. I also to offer my heartily affection to the Lord's feet of Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vashishu Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. I also want to give my heartily affection to the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. Also Param Pujyapada to the Lord's feet of Param Pujyapada Srimad Bhakti Keval Arulomi Maharaj. And also my affection and love to the Lord's feet of Srimad Param Pujya Bhagavad Srimad
Bhagavad
Maharaj. I have met personally with Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vashishu Bhakti Keval Arulomi Maharaj. So many times I have been touching and made. Also to me, I have met Srila Bhakti Lila. They have so much mercy to me. I know this. Vasudeva Gaudiya Math since 1946. So much about this. I read in the Gaudiya श्री गौड़ीय अब श्री प्रभुपाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी असाइब्रेडिट दैनिक नदिया प्रकाश अल्फाब्रेड हार्मोनिस्ट गहराई श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर एंड हिज फादर एंड होली मास्टर अब श्री प्रभुपाद श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर पढ़ाई सुनी है. He wanted to preach the Vedic culture and knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, also the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Kirtan movement in Western culture. So he sent so many Chaitanya Swamis to preach, especially in England. He first sent Pujyapad Van Maharaj. After that, he sent Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. When he came first, Pujyapad Tirth Maharaj also, Bhakti Pradeep Tirth Maharaj. He was the first disciple. Renounced order he took from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was the first person. He took this
Diksha.
Diksha also. Diksha. And Jagrupavi. Before that, the devotees of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. His name was, I don't remember, Bhakti Tirtha. It's someone, Tirtha. He had not taken sacred trade. He was the first person. And after that he gave non-order to Tirtha Maharaj. He was also sent here with, I know this Brahmachari's name, who came here. When Swamiji, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj was sent, he came here. And he met with Queen and Prince and all other very prominent. He preached here. He went to any beach or garden, park. I don't remember the name of the park. And he, at once, in a grove he found an adhok sajit, Vasudeva Murti. We have seen, I have taken darshan in Mayapur. And he at once became so glad and he at once telephoned to Prabhupada. And he became so much overjoyed. Our here in England, our mission will be surely successful. This is the sign of that. Vasudev Krishna has come himself without any causeless mercy can come. And he ordered the disciples to establish a Gauriya Math here. And that name will be Vasudev Gauriya Math. It was found in a
Queen's Court Garden.
In a grove hidden. How he came there? At that time, perhaps no devotees of our line were there here. But they came to show that I'm going to be rebuilt here in England. And then Prabhupada became so much happy. When he returned to Swami Maharaj, he took this and Prabhupada was so happy. So, I know Vinod Baninan, who was first, who first met with Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. And he was very renowned, a very renowned family, and a rich family he was. Aristocratic. And she was so moved. And she told that, I want to be initiated by Prabhupada, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. At that loss, she given everything. She offered her body, mind, soul, earth, this money, everything, this house also. And after this, going to Goloka Vrindavan, Vasudeva Gaurav Math Swami, established there. We are now doing kirtan, and we are chanting Harina, and the service of Adhokchari was there, but now, instead of Adhokchari Vigraha, because we are devotee of your divine couple, Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, and you are so lucky that you have come to the mat established by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. What is the meaning of Adhokchaja and Vasudeva? We should know. If you are in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Gaur Vinod Bani line. This is Gaur Vinod Bani line. Rupan is another thing. In Rupanu, Gauriya Vinod Bani. Gaur Mane Gaur Kishor Das Abaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Siddha Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. Ved Mane Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Bani means himself Saraswati Thakur. And that is Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In the middle age, after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you may have heard the name of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baldevi Vyabhushan. A dark period came. And the Vaishnavas were driven from the Rupa Goswami line. And the big became Sahajiya Babaji like. You know Sahajiya Babaji? Some Babajis of Vrindavan and Radha Gunda. They don't know anything. They don't know washing after making tool or anything. Understand? What? To wash their hands also. No knowing O, A, Ko, Kho, Go. Never they have been to any school. They don't know what is body and what is soul. No difference at all. And the Babaji used to give Siddha Deya. And you are a gopi. And then having so many videos with them. So, all the devotees of India began to do hate from all Babaji. And thought that all the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in disciplic order are like the same Sahajiya Babaji. And they began to hate all Vaishnavas. It was very difficult to reach any learned location to tell that I am Gauriya Vaishnava. Everyone used to say that. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur came. He published Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Akhila Samsindhu, Kapil Purushan. And really he pricked all over India, especially in Bengal and all over India, what was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. There are Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has told that there are five kinds of knowledge. Five kinds of knowledge. Pratyaksha. What are you realizing and seeing by all senses, five kinds of senses. This is pratyaksha. But pratyaksha is not helpful. It is not real. It is only the shadow, perfect reflection of that body, of prakriti jagat. Changing minute, all these things. So pratyaksha knowledge means direct knowledge is not good. We cannot rely on that. If you rely, we'll have to go in the chain of birth and death, suffering in short. So Prabhupada tells another. In this, char baat you know, char ubaat, char baat. Eat, drink and be dead. This is it. We have not seen God, there is no God, no Vedas teachings. Everything is quite wrong. Brahmins of India, they cheat all foolish persons. So, no God, no soul, nothing. Anyone has not to repay. If he is taking loans, he will have not to repay in any other life. There is no other life at all. So, he is charuvas. It seems very favorable and good and sweet words, but these people, they deceive. I'll have to tell so many things, but I cannot wait because time is very short. Then comes paroksha jnana. That is karma bath story of Jaimini. So many austerities are done, fire checks are done, rice yajyas, and the fruit we will taste in heaven. This is called paroksha jnana. Paroksha jnana in English, indirect knowledge. After this world we will taste that. And after that, aparokshavad. What is the meaning of aparokshavad? You can know by example the theories of Shankaracharya are called aparokshavad. No guide at all. He has no shape. He has no attributes. He has no power. Not anything. But he told that not zero. But it cannot be defined by mind or any word. But there is no shape of God. Like Buddhist, zero one. That is salvation. Sai is Javad. He is Aparokshavad. Then more, if he will ascend more, then Adhokshaja. Experience of the knowledge of Vaikuntha. Narayan has so many accolades there. He has four hands, Sankh Chakra and Sada Padma. He is Lord of Lords. Here Narad and all will pray like Lakshmi, like Narad, and they will do so much stuti and all those other things. He has no appetite. He has no friends. He has no father and mother. He has not so many belongings, only one. This is called adhokshaja jnana. From there we will not come again in this world. That is very good. And after this, Golok Vrindavan, aprakṛtham. Aprak is transcendental abode of Radha and Krishna, Gopi, Nanda, Krishna. This is called aprakṛta, knowledge, and that is aprakṛta, love, affection. Vishuddha prem there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to group these things. We don't want heaven. We don't want luxury in this world. We don't like to have a salvation mixing ourselves in Brahma. We don't want Shanti. Shanti means annihilation of Atma. Like a stone. If a stone is broken, he will not tell that I am feeling some suffering or anything. And if you give it in amrita,
nectar,
he will not tell anything. So it is like more than a murder, annihilation of man. So we hate, all Vaishnavas hate. After that, Vaikunth. Devotees want to serve him as a Prabhu, being a Das servant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come. Only to give this thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself Krishna, also has some, all the modes of Srimati Radhika and golden color of Radhika. So, Krishna himself, with the mood and golden beauty of Srimati Radhika, like Srimati Radhika, both has become as a Sachinandan Gaudhari. He has come only to give this world something. He has not only to come jada jada hi dharmasya tla nirbhauti bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sikyam. परित्रणाय साधुनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संतवान. He has not come for this thing, to change yuga dharma, to establish yuga dharma, and to punish evil persons. It is not his duty. This is not the duty of Radha and Krishna. He can order
Mahavishnu,
that is Sadashiv, or to anyone. Okay. So he came only to give this thing. Anarpitacharin kirat karunyavatirna kalo samarpitam munnasaj jalasam sabhakti harihapurat sundar jyoti kadamba samyutta sadahidaya kandari shuru. I explain this is slow anywhere else. He had come first to taste Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha. How is the Pranaya of Srimati Radhika to Krishna? How he tastes the four Madhurya Bhav? Dhenu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Guna Madhuri,
Lila
Madhuri. And after testing, what kind of happiness, ananda, comes. You should know there is far difference in ananda and sukh. So much difference. Sukh, when happiness has no object and no only self-happiness. No object. Then it is called sukh. And when we want to give priti for the satisfaction of Krishna, for the happiness of Krishna we do, and we see that Krishna is so happy, and then we become happy, then this is ananda. Ananda has object and ashraya, both. Ashraya, you know, Srimati Radhika abode, and Krishna is object. But sometimes it turns over. Srimati Radhika becomes object and Krishna sometimes becomes receptacle. So, when a devotee sucks like manjaris, look manjaris, does it mean? Are serving Radha and Krishna both, and if they are so much happy seeing this, it comes to that devotee. Then it is called ananda. If a gopi was praying to Radha and Krishna, he saw their beauty. At once, both had power. And the time came, out of his hand, at it, fell down upon the earth. See, at once, took up the fan and told that, oh, dhik dhik ma. Dhik ma means?
Fire on me.
Yes.
Alas.
Alas.